Welcome into the show. My name is Matthew Ray. The show's called Connecting Notes. And this week, we'll be taking a look at the short-lived group based in Hoboken, New York, the Insect Trust. They cut two albums between 1969 and 1972 before dissolving. We'll hear a lot from those albums as well as learn from some of the other projects these various members were involved in. So please do stick around, the Insect Trust, here on ZBC. Insect Trust with Hoboken Saturday Night, the title cut from their second LP. The Insect Trust was a short-lived collaborative between singer Nancy Jeffries, guitarist Bill Barth, sax player Trevor Kohler, clarinetist Robert Palmer, and Luke Faust, contributing guitar, banjo, fiddle, and harmonica. Never quite had a full-time bassist or drummer, which hurt the group for touring and promotional reasons, but they did have the good fortune of having both Elvin Jones and Bernard Purdy as their session players, so... Here's a song from their debut self-titled 1969 LP. The song is called Walking on Nails.
Red light.
Insect Trust with Walking on Nails, or Niles, as Nancy Jeffries enunciates there. I like the ending of that song a lot. That was the Insect Trust, and they came together when Nancy Jeffries, Bill Barth, and Robert Palmer moved up to Hoboken after their travels around Memphis and Arkansas in particular. Bill Barth had known Luke Faust, who suggested they move into his building, which was an apartment complex with cheap rent right outside of New York City and a lax landlord who allowed them to play music. Capitol Records extended a recording contract towards Bill after they followed up with a rep that they met at a party. It was that easy. As Luke Faust told Perfect Sound Forever's Jason Gross in 1998, "I knew that the concept of the band was a fusion effort to put all types of music together, but I had trouble with that. For me, it wasn't very well digested. I know that these things take a long time, especially when you come from so many different places, jazz, blues, folk. I know my own efforts were pretty scattered, and I was trying to play a lot of different instruments. The band was a democracy. Bill was the leader, but he was laid back. Bill and Nancy were going out together, and they used to have artistic arguments, I'm sure. Everybody had input, ideas, and everyone wrote stuff. We would do jam sessions, or we'd just present a song to the group, or use old blues and classic numbers. We started going into studio, but we didn't have a drummer or a bass player. We hired these studio guys who were famous session players and jazz players that Trevor knew. Trevor was an amazing giant horn player. He knew all these guys. He and Bob knew Pharoah Sanders and Elvin Jones, who did some session work with us. Trevor played with them and when he didn't play with us, and those guys were great. Elvin had a hot date waiting for him once, and we were having trouble with this one phrase, so he said, okay, go back to the tape and let me cut in on the exact bar. He did it perfectly on the third try because he was in a hurry to get out of there. The Insect Trust with the Special Rider Blues from their self-titled 1969 record. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to WZBC 90.3 FM in Newton. We are looking at this band, The Insect Trust, for this whole hour. The show's called Connecting the Notes. My name is Matthew Ray. The sax player you were hearing there was Trevor Kohler. He was a session player somewhere down in New York. It was really him that made the connection that the group was able to record with Elvin Jones and Bernard Purdy on drums. Also, guitarist Bill Barth had a lot going on outside of the group. We're going to be looking at that. He co-founded the Memphis Country Blues Society, and that group put together a yearly Memphis Country Blues Festival from 1966 until about 1970. The Insect Trust got to play on a few of those bills. Jason Gross did a fantastic interview with Bill and several others from the Insect Trust, which was published at Perfect Sound Forever in 1998. And as he said during that interview, quote, "I used whatever my musical background was as a basis for whatever I gave or tried to give to the band. I'm happy that a few people liked it. For me, it was mainly an intellectual exercise, taking traditional musical influences and making them work as pop music. And it was not as visceral or emotionally satisfying as the blues I enjoy playing, and which have deep meaning to me." Bill Barth recorded a few songs with John Fay for the compilation Mississippi Swamp Jam in Memphis Volume 1. They didn't go under their own names, but under the alter egos R.L. Watson and Josiah Jones. The record was originally released on Blue Thumb in 1969 and later issued by Our Holy Records, and it's available now, so we're going to hear a cut off of it. Bill Barth and John Fay under the aliases R.L. Watson and Josiah Jones on the compilation Mississippi Swamp Jam in Memphis Volume 1. The liner notes of that record, the write-up's pretty funny on this Mysterio duo. It reads, "While their names are new to collectors of authentic Negro American folk music, the lineaments of the delightful instrumental music of guitarists R.L. Watson and Josiah Jones, longtime playing partners, are firmly within the established playing practices of those revered traditions. Literally found on the streets of Memphis, to which they had repaired in the hopes of earning money through their sidewalk entertaining and pantomimes, both are mutes, the pair was brought to the attention of producer Chris Schwartz, with his close friend and distinguished ethnomusicologist Professor Franz George Goldwasser, who was producing a radio documentary on the Memphis Festival for his popular show Blues, Boogie, und Schwarze Musik, which is broadcast on the German state radio network. He was immediately taken with the wistful, energetic music of the elderly pair of guitarists and arranged that their insinuating performances of three traditional pieces, a rag, a blues, and a spiritual, be included in this set. Unfortunately, little is known of the backgrounds of the two performers, as he was unable to conduct an interview with them, and all attempts at communication were forestalled in the face of the pair's undisguised mistrust of, if not outright hostility towards blonde, blue-eyed Silesians." So, Bill Barth also recorded with the great Booker White, appearing on 1968's Memphis Hot Shots. He is listed in the credits under his real name on this one, and here are a couple cuts from this record. It's Booker White, 1968 Memphis Hot Shots, featuring Bill Barth on guitar.
What you talking about, give me a cool.
White with Give Me an Old, Old Lady, and before that, Aberdeen, Mississippi Blues. Bill Barth, the guitarist, appeared on that recording, both of those recordings, with Booker White, one of the many things blues-related he had his hands in at the time. These influences naturally seeped into a lot of the Insect Trust songs. One of the Insect Trust songs, Been Here and Gone So Soon, was based on an old Pegleg Howell song called Skin Game Blues. Here are both of those songs back-to-back, beginning with Pegleg Howell in 1927 performing Skin Game Blues.
When I came to Georgia, money and clothes I had, all that money I had done from my Sunday clothes and pawn. Sunday clothes and pawn. Sunday clothes and pawn. Let me be my Sunday clothes and pawn. You better let a diesel down. Skin game coming to a close. And you better let the deal go down.
Holy cards, dollar more, two more halves.
Dollar more, the dues beat a nine. Dollar more, the dues beat a nine. Love him, babe. Dollar more, dues beat a nine. When I see the skin game last night, gonna have some fun. Lost all the money that I had, babe, hit upon my special gun. Laid upon my special gun. Laid upon my special gun. Let me be laid upon my special gun. Say you build a little deal go down. Skin can't come into a close. And you build a little deal go down. Little gamble all over Missouri. Gamble all through Spain, babe. Police come to arrest me, babe, and they did not know my name. They did not know my name. They did not know my name, loving babe, and they did not know my name. Better let a deal go down. Skin game's coming to a close.
and you build it till you go down. Hold the cards, dollar more two, beat a nine, half more two. Put up hold that nigga. Better let the deal go down. Say you better let the deal go down. Gamble all over Missouri. Gamble through Tennessee, babe. Surrey's Irish to Georgia. The niggas got a handcuff to me. The niggas got a handcuff to me, babe. Niggas get a handcuff to me, loving baby. Niggas get a handcuff to me. Better let a deal go down. Skin game's coming to a close. And you better let the deal go down.
Will you take my picture?
I'm not taking pictures. I'm making a tape recording.
Oh, you is? Well, what are you going to have to say?
I'm just going to record this bridge.
Oh, you is?
That's right.
Okay.
The Insect Trust with Been Here and Gone So Soon. If you're just joining us, my name's Matthew Ray. The show is called Connecting Notes, and we're coming at you live from WZBC atop Chestnut Heartbreak Hill in Newton. 617-552-4686 is the number here. This hour, we're spotlighting the musicians involved in the short-lived group, The Insect Trust. They were based in Hoboken, New York, and the group's name was bestowed upon them by friend Warren Gardner, who took the phrase from William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch. The Insect Trust was also the title of a poetry magazine published by Bill Levy in the mid-60s. The group released their second LP, and it would be their last, in 1970. It was titled Hoboken Saturday Night, and here's a track from it called Ducks.
We'll be right back.
Insect Trust with the song Ducks from their second and last LP, 1970's Hoboken Saturday Night. That band continued to play for over a year or so after the release of that album, but eventually they lost their recording contract and each of the members all went their separate ways. As Luke Faust recounted in an interview with Jason Grost at Perfect Sound Forever, quote, "We got another guitar player from Memphis, Ed Finney, who was a great player. At the time, he would play in black clubs in Memphis 6 months out of the year, and then he'd go up to the mountains in Central America with a portable amp and play with the Indians. Getting him was the best. Then we hooked up with the bass player and a drummer from Vermont, and we had a real band. I started to like what we were doing after that. We really started cooking. I really didn't like the band before that. Also, I was getting used to the amplifier by that time. I remember that the last gig we did was up near Boston around 1971. It was a beautiful club with skylights. The place filled up with Hell's Angels, and they loved us. They treated us like royalty. These big, beefy guys with whiskers and tattoos. It was great. We got back to Hoboken only to find that our agent and manager were dropping us. I got on the phone and said, listen, think it over. We're a real band now. At least come out and hear us. But they said it was over, and that was that."
To lie with you on a warm, windy hillside, peacefully watching the clouds dancing across the soft sky. I love you. Our sister, the sun, says it too. I love you, I love you, I do. To walk with you down a cool, shady pathway, feeling you close by my side, silently telling you so, I love you. Our brother, the wind, says it too. I love you, I love you, I do. The joy of the day is all around us, helping us to look away from all the problems today. Why can't it stay? To laugh with you as we run up the hillside, stopping to listen so still, as our laughter comes back from the hill. I love you. Our brother and sister agree. It's just you and me. Thank you. stay. As we run up the hillside, stopping to listen so still, as our laughter comes back from the hill. I love you, our brother and sister agree. It's just
Insect Trust with Our Sister the Sun. That band parted ways sometime in 1971. Vocalist Nancy Jeffries eventually became an A&R rep for RCA and eventually Elektra Records. Luke Faust continued playing music all over the country and is once again back in Hoboken. In addition to the Insect Trust, he's also played for a brief period in the New Modal Rounders and also alongside Jerry Rasmussen. Bill Barth continued his work in American blues, both as an organizer and as a musician, until his untimely death on July 14, 2000. Trevor Kohler also met an early end of an apparent suicide in 1973. Before that time, he was a session player, and he played on records by Gil Evans, Lou Reed, and Cornell Dupree, to name a few. Robert Palmer continued his career as a writer, authoring the book Deep Blues and contributing articles to the New York Times and Rolling Stone. He also produced records in the early 90s for artists such as Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside. Palmer passed away of illness on November 20th, 1997, but collections of his writing have been published since his death. So hope you enjoyed this hour and the music from the group The Insect Trust. You can find out more about this show by visiting connectingnotes.com. We'll end off with one more song. It's called Glade Song, and thanks for tuning in.
You bring your toys to my house, I will open up the gate. We'll spend a day together, taking the sunshine. You bring your can to my house, I will open up the can. We'll spend a day together, eating a sandwich. Ocean cup, no flicky sails, muddy feet for snowshoes. Kitchen temper, scuddy worms, hoods and blankets, let's make a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. You bring your toys to my house, I will open up the gate. We'll spend the day together making the sunshine. You bring your can to my house, I will open up the can. We'll spend the day together eating a sandwich. Ocean top, new fuggies, sandals, muddy feet for snowshoes. Kitchen tankless, kitty wires, boards and blankets, let's build a spaceship. You bring your toys to my house, I will.